The week before last in our Thursday group, Susie was asking me about the painting she was working on. It's this one here, of a bowl of candies. She was wondering whether she'd gotten the nooks and crannies between the candies in the silver bowl dark enough. She, like just about all of us, works from reference photos. So I said, let's see what the image has to tell us. Her printed photo was very small and somewhat dark, so I picked up her laptop and her painting and leaned against the wall with both held outwards for her and everyone else who spontaneously gathered around to see. I couldn't see either her painting or her image. I was just inviting the process of having the reference image provide the information to answer her question. As I watched and listened, as they were looking and pointing and noticing and suggesting, I was filled with the most amazing sense of satisfaction, appreciation, and joy. I told them I was having a moment of ecstasy, and they immediately got why. It dawned on me that they really don't need me all that much anymore. This has been happening more frequently, without my being there to hold up their paintings either. I hear the artists in my group chiming in with kind, respectful, and helpful feedback about how another artist might solve a problem or where she might take her work. Learning how to paint means gaining skills through instruction and lots of practice. Becoming artists takes giving ourselves over to the process, to our own process, as we are practicing these skills. There's no place to arrive to. We are consistently in progress along with our paintings. Mastery is a relative term. I've recently picked back up a painting that I started on 3 years ago. It's really interesting to look at the parts I painted then and gauge how I've grown. I've expanded and refined my ability to see what's going on in the image because of the time I've spent doing just that on all the paintings since I set it aside. We are never finished. I'm witnessing how this process is being lived in the artists in our groups on an unconscious level. And as we paint, the voices in our heads are just as noisy and intrusive about what's happening on our paper, but we take these voices in stride and just get back to work, to our work, at the level we are each on at the moment. The community that's been created in each group, and to a certain extent amongst all of the artists who paint with me regularly, self-generates a force field of support and love. When we gather, what happens is special. Or rather, what's made possible is special. It's safe. No one echoes our damning voices, and there's a momentum to help us move on from one painting to the next, despite all the temptations to not paint, which are relentless, especially this time of year. I recently read a blog post by Jennifer Loudon. It was about a month ago. The title of the post really grabbed me. What she had to say in the actual post met me less than I was hungering for, though. But the title was a big contribution to me. How Making Art Changes Your Life and Why You Can't Make It for That Reason. I so get this. Making art has completely changed my life, and I didn't learn to paint because I wanted to change my life. I learned to paint because there were paintings in me. But exactly how does it change our lives? This is what I was hoping Jen's post would illuminate for me, but it didn't. At least not in the way that meets my very personal sense of this question, so I'm having to sort it out for myself. What we do is hard. It takes shifting the way we normally perceive. It uses other parts of our brains that we don't commonly use. And for most of us, this isn't easy. It takes focusing intensely on what's happening with color, with the amount of water, with the way the brush works, pressure and angle. And then there's the whole inner process that I talked about before. Overcoming all this challenge to produce a tangible result does something to us. I hear my mom say all the time that she looks at a painting she's finished, especially one done some time in the past, and she marvels that it was she who painted it. And then she has a voice that tells her she could never do that again. My mom is one of the most rational and logical people I know, so it's not surprising to me that she has this experience. Painting requires suspending this way of being. It means looking at shape and shade and color and taking action based on what we're seeing, not in thinking about the leaf, stem, or petal, the thing that we're painting. When we spend time painting, making the required shift in how we perceive and how we are using our brains, it's like a trip to another dimension. Our paintings happen. They come to be out of being in an altered state. So, of course, when we return to our normal state, it can be hard to believe that it was actually us who painted them. In a way, it wasn't. The part of us that is in disbelief is not the part of us that actually painted our paintings. It is spending time in this altered state that changes us. Our groups provide a structure to spend time in this state on a regular basis. And there seems to be another level of impact because we are in each other's companies. I'm not sure exactly why. Something to explore in another post. But I hear over and over and over how time in our painting groups is better than therapy. Though what happens is not therapy as it is commonly understood, what happens is therapy. And please know that I am a big believer in the other kind of therapy. I've healed enormously in the presence of my Donna, and I wasn't able to paint like I do until I did heal some of the deep hurts that were in the way. I just needed to say that too. It's Thanksgiving week here in the U.S., and we are all about what we are grateful for. Just typing those words plopped me right into my heart, feeling the warmth of what that is for me. I don't know where to begin. What I'm grateful for feels boundless. And having the privilege of making art central to my life and getting to spend time every week and month with these artists is a big hunk of it. You who have made coming to paint with me part of your life and what we've created together are the beating heart of my work life. How grateful I am for you. Your commitment to your art and yourselves and each other is so profound it's hard to put into words. Wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Love, Cara.